Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Russell Kane. Welcome to Man Baggage. This is the safe space where we get men to empty their man baggage of any anxiety and insight and find out what it is that really makes men tick. This is the space where we sit, not just blokes sitting round in a circle working out what makes men tick to improve our mental health, although that is, of course, lads, very important. It's also, if you like, a Haynes manual where women can flick to page 24 and get to the full extent of the inner mechanisms of men and work out how they work. Sadly, it turns out that on almost every page, it's just a pump with a stick on the end, which is basically how men work on page 100 and page 106. Mostly the answer is it pump on a stick? Yeah. So we do go a little bit deeper than that, of course, and I'm only joking. We go quite deep on some episodes. Sometimes we're silly, sometimes we're light, sometimes we're profound. And I used to have two or three blokes on back in the real world when we had it in the studio before some fucker ate a bat and ruined everything. So now I just drill deeply into one man's head every episode and find out what's inside. And I'm delighted to be joined by a jester, Josh James, comedian. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm very good, Russ. I feel a lot of pressure on my shoulders now, being the only bloke. Well, apart from you, of course.
I know. Well, I have to also sort of jump in as well. And it's just Zoom. It's the stress of Zoom. It's easier just with two of us. Otherwise, ironically, we generate mental health concerns by trying to get the technology to work. And what type of comedying can we catch you doing at the moment? Have you got live gigs on sale? Or have we got amazing YouTube sketches we need to consume? Are you previewing anything? Are you going to Edinburgh? What does your year look like?
So, at the moment, Russ, it's mainly stand-up, really, is what I do. You know, I do a lot of you know, Up the Creek, Top Secret, a lot of the clubs in London. I've actually got my own show on the 9th of April at Top Secret Comedy Club, Saturday day show. And then when I'm not doing stand-up, I sort of do online sketches, really. A lot of stuff on YouTube, Instagram, and different characters and stuff like that.
Check him out, Josh James. And now, it would be easiest thing in the world for me to sit here and go, so Josh, you know, what do you think about scrotums? I know what I think. And just have like a man chat. Plenty of places do that. In fact, almost all media since the dawn of Neanderthals has been that. But I like to bring in a female auditor, a strong female presence, because when you're talking about men and men's brains and how they work, it often is in relation to the females in our lives, be it partners, wives, mums, grandmas, daughters, whatever. And it's good to have a strong female voice going, actually, auditor calls bullshit on that stereotype. That's not a real thing. Or that is a real thing. Or this is my experience. And today, I've got Ella Baig. I'm absolutely buzzing. Influencer, media personality, you're hard to pin down. I went on your Instagram to try and do that, and there were some quite naked ones on there. that was actually, my wife walked in when I was, I just see what she's been posting recently. There was some bikini shot on there, and my cover story. In fact, you could just draft a letter to Lindsay explaining that it was genuine research. That would be really helpful. Ella, welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here. So my grandma saw that picture.
How would you describe what you're trying to do? Because it wasn't the normal sort of influencer page. In fact, the post I'm talking about, even though I'm joking, was quite striking. And there was two bits to it. There was the what you would normally think of as the sizzling bikini shot. And then another one with you like scrunching your tummy up and going, actually, this is a real woman's body. So is that your vibe? Sort of like bikini feminism. Oh, I've coined it.
Bikini feminism. it's like I'm very much all about that women being sexy and, you know, owning their sexuality, but then also being real. You know, women's bodies are beautiful, but they're always very photoshopped. Mm. We tend to ignore all the imperfections that aren't really imperfections. Everyone has them. So I just try to put that out there just so other women can see that everyone has both.
I mean, it's not the today's subject, but while I've got you on that, because it's so fascinating to me, what I find surprising is if I'd have teleported back from 10 years ago to today, so if I jumped from 2012 to here, do you know what I think I'd be disappointed by? I think I'd be impressed about the work women like you are doing to go, actually, this is a real body, this is a dimple, this is a stretch mark, blah, blah, blah. But then disappointed to see that while you make the sort of tiny millimeter progresses, men are dropping very quickly downwards to Photoshop their six packs, hair transplants, colouring any part of their body. So instead of women going, we can be just like men and have beer bellies and be cool and be judging our personality, what's actually happening is women are making a minute amount of progress while men live on celery and Photoshop their abs.
Yeah. I think it's like all that stuff's becoming more available to men, so they're taking advantage of it.
Are we just going to end up all of us like shaved eggs with no body fat?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, that's a bit of pessimism from me, and that's what today's subject is about, optimism and pessimism. And I mean, these two tribes are destined not to understand each other, but the irony is there's so much we can learn from the other tribe. So first of all, optimism, hopefulness and confidence about the future or the success of something. I think everyone knows that. And pessimism, a tendency to see the worst aspects of things or believe that the worst will happen. I think they're two quite different points. A tendency to look at the worst aspect of a thing. This is where me and Lindsay, my other half, argue. That's a good thing. It's a good thing to look at the worst fucking aspect. So I packed an umbrella yesterday. We were going out. We went to see a show. She's like, why are you packing it? You're going to make it rain. So she thought that I could bring rain like some sort of ancient medieval witch doctor by carrying my, like the umbrella could influence the outcome. Whereas for me, it's like, I'm the one with on point hair at the end of the night just from carrying an umbrella. Pessimism can be protection. Would you say you're more optimistic or pessimistic, Ella?
I think I'm more optimistic. I always seem to be reminding people to, you know, if something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen. You might as well not focus too much on it, because that's how you just feel like shit all the time.
But what about scanning for the possible negatives to head them off at the pass? The first part of pessimism, a tendency to see the worst aspect. Everything has a worst aspect, whether you like it or not. Even an all-inclusive trip to the Maldives, you'd say it was amazing, but you have to pick the thing you enjoyed the least. You'd still have to pick a thing.
Yeah.
Everything has its least good thing. So why not look at that thing, know it, and then avoid the fuck out of it? Because I'll end up happier than the skin optimist with sunburn or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's good sides to both, I suppose. I think you should identify the worst thing,
yes.
Prepare for it, but then not focus on it.
Correct. Excellent. Yeah. We've already agreed. End of show. Josh, well, how would you do? I mean, most stand-ups, they have to be good at seeing the worst in things, because it's very funny to point it out in an angry voice. I mean, that is how you make money. It's going, have you noticed how shit Pret is lately? And that's bang, tour sold out if it goes viral.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about this earlier. I was thinking, am I more of a positive person, or, you know, am I more of a pessimist? I think I'm more positive, although that doesn't apply for everything. You know, when it comes to comedy, I'm quite positive, but there's a lot of things that I'm always very pessimistic about, I should say. I feel like what you said there about the umbrella, I almost feel like that's not you being pessimistic, you know, that's you being realistic, isn't it, really? And I think sometimes the two can get confused. And also, I think sometimes people are overly pessimistic when they think they're being realistic. Do you know what I mean? But they're not.
Yeah, well, that's me. I packed an umbrella for Dubai. I literally put an umbrella, not in my hand luggage. Because we've just been to Dubes, as you have to if you're from Essex. It's like a sort of cultural pilgrimage you have to do once a year. So we went to Dubes, and Lindsay's like, what's that in the case? And I've taken a small umbrella. I'm like, what if they get rain once or twice a year? What if it happens? I'm gonna be dry, you're not. So fuck off.
I would say that. I would. I've got to be honest. You're the first person I've heard that has taken an umbrella to buy it.
It's a harmless example for us to kick about.
How big's the umbrella? Yeah, how big are we talking?
One, stylish tote one.
It's not harmony.
It's
anyone,
Armani. Isn't it? Armani. It's dope. It's an Armani.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you think of this then, John? I think that when it comes to pessimism in men and women, and the statistics bear this out, but let's play it for fun first of all, that men are more optimistic when they're younger and more pessimistic when they're older. And women seem to be the exact reverse. Not all women. We have lovely, bright, smiling, optimist Ella on today. But you know what I mean? Just go back to school. Most of the, probably let you down alone. Girls were the moody ones and boys were like, there's a wasp, my wee's yellow. Do you want to play football? IBF is going to be wicked, lads. Come on. And the girls would be like, oh my God, no, it's stress. I hate my way I look in my bikini, my life, shit. And then as women get older into their 30s, 40s and 50s, they seem to suddenly have this blossoming of optimism and happiness and emotional connectedness. And men are on the chair in the corner going, life, shit, I fucking hate yourself.
I would certainly say blokes. I feel like blokes on the whole are more pessimistic, for sure, 100%. And I see a lot of that, you know. I see a lot of blokes had big sort of thoughts and ideas, and around about my sort of age, what am I, 31 now, I do see people getting more negative if stuff hasn't worked out. So as for, you know, females becoming, you know, more optimistic as time goes on, I've not really noticed that. I mean, the women in my life are all very, very positive people, so it would be difficult for me to comment on that.
Well, Ella, what do you think? Is it because with age comes wisdom and there's less, putting the cards on the table, there's less pressure on women the older you the horrible focus on a young woman and the way you're stared at and all the, you know, we know all of that. It's the stuff
Definitely.
You post about all the time.
I mean, that doesn't disappear.
No, but I do a joke on my current tour where I say to the women in the audience, wouldn't it be nice to have 10 years in between being lecched at and being invisible? You know, just like a 10-year window in between. Can you squeeze past my pelvis versus, is there a mother over there? I can't see her. She's become invisible. You know, just something in between would be nice, lads.
They're like just switches.
So is it that, or is it that as women get older, that sort of resilience and connected emotional network become more important for survival? Or, I mean, what have you noticed that? What is it? Help us out.
Well, I think, I mean, not all women, obviously, but I think...
No, we're just talking in our experience, and we have to generalise in this show. Don't get triggered on Twitter or TikTok, guys.
I think it's with experience. I think women sort of worry about so many minute things growing up that once you get to a certain age, you're like, I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. So you see everything a bit more positively because you're not focused on all that pointless stuff. So I think that just makes women happier in general, especially because they talk more and they share more. Men don't do that.
Can it help to be, though, pessimistic sometimes? Do you... put it this way. I know a lot of skint optimists. A lot. A lot of people that live by, it'll all work out. There's no point in stressing. What will be, skint.
That's me.
You don't strike me as skint, Ella, mate. But do you know what I mean? You're more, whereas people that go, well, hang on a second, before we go in there, what's the risk? How might people taking advantage of us? They might be investing there. What if we invest there? I don't trust it. Let me check it. What if it's wrong? Those people always have money.
Yeah. But then I think that's realistic. That's like being sensible. Whereas I feel like someone that's actually pessimistic is just like, oh, I don't want to do that because it might go wrong.
But what does too much optimism look like to you then when it's gone too far? Because you can, without making things heavy, it can open you up to abuse. You see it, particularly with women, you see it all the time. He'll change. I know he fucked my sister and then kicked the toilet off the wall, but he did have a stressful week, Ella. Got to understand.
I feel like if it gets to a certain point, it turns to stupidity.
Yes.
and being naive. But yeah, I can see that. I think there needs to be a balance.
Do you find optimists annoying ever, Josh? Do you ever want to shake someone and go, mate, you have, they're taking the piss out of you. It's not okay. It's not going to be okay. Open your fucking eyes. I mean, it's, in men, it can be a killer. Do you know that? It'll be all right. It's just a lump. Ah, fuck it. You know, oh, yeah, I'm a bit breathless going up the stairs. It'll work out. I'll be fine. That is a killer to men of a certain age.
I don't think I could ever get bored of an optimist. Like, and I always would want an optimist around me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
true.
I would always want that sort of person. 100%. Yeah, I see what you're saying in terms of, I know a lot of people that are painfully always optimistic, and it always seems to go sort of tits up for them, really. But I'd always want I'd always want an optimistic person around me, you know, 100%, rather than someone that is always looking at the, you know, well, what could go wrong, what could go right, you know. And that's, I think that's largely my mentality as well nowadays, for sure.
So I've been playing with you. This has been studied, though. Optimism is more prevalent among men than women. I'm surprised as you are.
I'm really surprised.
Men were found to be more... This is in a certain realm, though, so maybe we take it with a pinch of salt. Men were found to be more positive than equivalent women regarding their expected college results and expected earnings. Well, I'll save you the trouble, Ella, of saying that's because of the shit patriarchal society we sit in. I'll say it for you, so I don't want you to smash your webcam off the wall. They are also more likely than women to participate in the stock market and betting. It has been reported that women in the US, England, Australia and 9 EU countries underestimate their survival to a greater degree than men do. So all of those we could put down to girls being put down at school, apart from the betting one, which seems like a purer example. In cultures where you can gamble or bet or throw dice against the wall or anything, women are more likely to go, yeah, but you're going to lose your money, it's fucking pointless. Whereas the men's brains are more likely to go, but what if I win?
Yeah, I find that so annoying.
Could it be a bad type of optimism that men have then? A more, just to go peak 2022, toxic optimism? Do you think? My last boyfriend was a toxic optimist. Oh, Ella, you okay, babe? Optimism can help you live longer. Mounting evidence, which I like to do if it's really good evidence, no. Mounting evidence indicates that there are specific associations between higher levels of optimism and healthier behaviours, reduced risk of chronic diseases and lower mortality. Optimists live 11 to 15% longer. They sleep better and they're more likely to have better cardiovascular health. This show I went to see last night, Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett, he's spoken to several doctors about this. And so what happens is when you're feeling stress, your arteries pump harder, you're more likely to build up calcium deposits, you're more likely to build up blah, 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 blah. Boom. That's how stress kills you. So I think stress is worse than cigarettes, statistically speaking. So all these people go, I quit smoking years ago, but I've got new life and work hard. You'd be better off smoking and bumming around and being happy. So optimism can help you live longer. So you can think yourself to death. And this is my explanation, cheery insight, Russ, of why women... There is no reason for women to outlive men. They can find no reason, but they always do by 5 years in every family, in siblings, in every culture. Even if you tune out every demographic, every life start, your girl will outlive you by 6 to 8 years sometimes. And I think it's because the optimism is more present. The emotional optimism, the connectedness, the social optimism is there.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I think it's the whole working through mental issues that help you, because men just sort of keep it to themselves and don't deal with stuff.
What do you think of that, Josh, that men can, particularly blokes, but all people can literally think themselves to death by being pessimistic?
Yeah, I can totally see how that would happen, you know. I mean, I don't know if I'm sort of generalising too much here, but at least the blokes that I've got around me, you know, my mates, they play quite old school roles within their families, you know what I mean? So they've got a lot of pressure on their shoulders, you know, to provide for their family and this and that, you know? So I can totally see why they would live less time than their partners, even though, you know, obviously looking after kids, looking after a family is really stressful in itself. But, I mean, I think a lot of that stress comes from financial stability, do you know what I mean? Making sure that their kids and all that sort of stuff, they got food on the table, they got clothes on their back and stuff like that. So, yeah, totally, I can see how that would be the case.
Do you think we're an optimistic nation, Josh, first? I mean, it's often something stand-ups are really good at organising. Like, British stand-ups are really good at talking about British culture and British mores and stuff. When I go abroad, Australia, America, wherever. I've recently just done fucking Greece, Macedonia, Cyprus. They're the jokes that get the best and biggest laughs from foreign audiences, is talking about how Brits are so pessimistic and miserable. So it must be a trait that's observed by other cultures.
Do you know what? I think as a nation, I would say we are more pessimistic than we are positive, right? That is until the Euros or the World Cup comes along. And suddenly we turn into a nation
home.
Of like...
It's not coming home. It's never fucking coming home.
It's not coming home. We know it's not coming home. We know we're rubbish.
I ain't given up already.
But we all get swept up in it, don't we? We all get swept up in it. I'm the worst. I'm like, oh, English are rubbish. They're this and they're that. As soon as that first game comes along, I'm like, we're going to win. There's no way you could tell me we're not going to win.
Ella, have you got an accent, Ella? Where did you grow up in the UK?
I grew up in Leeds, so I'm northern.
And are you still based in the north now?
Partly. We're sort of between north and south.
Even better. So when you say partly, do you mean you're in a relationship, you and your partner, partly north, partly south?
Well, yeah, we live in Leeds and work in London, which is really fun. So
you're perfectly poised to answer this next question. Are people more optimistic up north?
I don't know about optimistic. I think people are more friendly up north.
I'm married a northerner, right? It's fucking complicated. It would have been simpler if I'd married a Palestinian girl. There would have been less cultural translation. It's fucking another planet, yeah. Josh fucking hell, mate. I don't know what a cockle is. I've never seen one.
I feel for
trying
you,
all the fish and chips, mate.
I'll come rescue you if you really need to, Rush.
I don't recognise any of the names of the fish and chips. All the fish have got weird names. They put gravy on their chips. They're fucking mental.
Oh, dear.
Gravy.
It's not good.
And then as you're walking out the chippy, they sell you something called scraps, which is, for a quid, a bag of the crumbs in the bottom of the chippy thing. That's how bad it is up here. I thought the geese was taking the piss out of me, that I look homeless or something.
Do you want any
scraps? I was like, I'll knock you out, mate. But there's a saying my lot uses, it'll be re, oh, it'll be okay, don't worry about it, it'll be re, it'll be okay. So I feel like Northerners are more like that, whereas Londoners will be like, you'll get fucking mugged there, trust me, cut it off now, finish it.
Actually, that's the main thing. I think it's more dangerous down south.
Well, it is, statistically, I think. Not life expectancy-wise, but violence and tension and everything.
Yeah, definitely things like that. I think you have to be more cautious down south, whereas up north you'll be like stood at the bus stop and everyone chats to each other, and it's a bit weird if you haven't been doing that your whole life. Like in London, people don't talk.
Okay guys, we're going to take a break there. Just being pessimistic, most people probably need the toilet or need a drink.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.